KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 58 degrees. We look for cloudy skies with scattered showers today, a high of 70. Radar does show some very light rain and widely scattered rain occurring primarily south of Highway 34 in southwest Iowa, the heavier showers just entering the far southwest corner of the state out of Nebraska. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The newscast is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. And news from over the weekend, a traffic stop Saturday night in Red Oak resulted in men from Cass and Montgomery counties being issued citations for possession of alcohol under the legal age. Red Oak police say officers conducted a traffic stop for an equipment violation at around 11:30 p.m. Saturday at the Cubby's parking lot in Red Oak. Officers discovered alcohol inside the vehicle. As a result, 18-year-old Jerry Carr of Oneida and 19-year-old Elias Guerrero of Red Oak were cited for possession of alcohol under the age of 21. Both men were then released with their citations in hand. A traffic stop early Sunday morning near the Stringtown Cemetery in rural Adams County resulted in the arrest of a Lennox man on an OWI charge. Adams County Sheriff's official said yesterday's 27-year-old Christopher David Mackey of Lennox was pulled over at around 1:40 a.m. near the intersection of Highway 34 and Sycamore Avenue, and subsequently placed under arrest for OWI first offense after failing the standardized field sobriety tests. Mackey was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Three people were transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital Friday evening following an accident across from the east entrance to the Walmart store. The crash took place on Highway 71 at around 5:30 p.m. when one vehicle rear-ended another, causing the airbags on the second vehicle to deploy. One of the accident victims was a woman about 32 years of age who suffered what was described during dispatch reports as a head injury. Atlantic Police, the Iowa State Patrol, and Cass County Sheriff's Office, along with Atlantic Fire and Rescue, responded to the scene. No other details were immediately released. Multiple fire departments were called to the scene of a tanker truck explosion and fire at a Council Bluffs ethanol plant late Friday afternoon. The fire occurred at 10868 189th Street, the site of Southwest Iowa Renewable Energy, just west of Interstate 29 at exit 42. The exit was blocked for several hours while emergency crews remained on the scene. According to Council Bluffs Fire Department officials, a worker was loading the tanker truck with ethanol when it exploded into flames. Officials with Nebraska Medicine said that one person suffered burns over 90% of the body. The victim was transported by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center. That fire happened at around 3:30 p.m. with smoke visible from Omaha. Firefighters used a special foam to fight the blaze, which was knocked down within about 45 minutes to an hour. Crews remained on the scene for several hours, though, putting out hot spots and conducting mop-up operations. The Southwest Iowa Renewable Energy Plant produces 110 million gallons of fuel-grade ethanol every year, along with distillers' grain and corn oil. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a man from Union County was arrested Friday night on an OWI charge. 34-year-old Ed Roger Wysocki of Creston was pulled over near Highway 148 and 11th Street in Corning at around 11:15 p.m. after failing the field sobriety test. Wysocki was placed under arrest for OWI first offense. He was brought to the Adams County Jail and held a $1,000 bond. A recent traffic stop in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of two Nebraska men on drug charges. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports the Fremont County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit was conducting an investigation into drug trafficking in Fremont County, and during the investigation, deputies stopped a 2008 F-150 pickup occupied by 34-year-old Bryce Hutton and 32-year-old Jared Kirkendall, both of Lincoln, Nebraska. During the stop, deputies found multiple bags of methamphetamine, U.S. currency, and numerous pieces of drug paraphernalia. Hutton and Kirkendall were both transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where Hutton was being held on $100,000 bond and Kirkendall was being held on $150,000 bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the city of Missouri Valley is looking to annex parcels of land, including some where the city plans to build a new city hall and fire station. The city is looking at annexing a portion of land east of the town along Highway 30. The area is mostly cropland with some houses and land owned by CHI Health that could be the site of a new hospital. It also includes land owned by the city where City Hall and the station are planned. In all, City Clerk Rita Miller says the proposed area includes 63 parcels of land. An Iowa firm has won a $1.9 million contract to complete work on a section of the Missouri River in southeast Nebraska. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers recently awarded the contract to Western Contracting Corporation out of Sioux City, Iowa. The contract calls for widening out the top of the river to create an area about 200 feet wide. 60 new concrete structures will be built along the river as well. The work is expected to begin this fall and be completed by the fall of 2017. In the funeral announcements, Pauline Ripley, age 97, of Manila, died Friday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Pauline Ripley will be today at 10 o'clock at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Russell Rusty John Buckley, age 67, of Erling, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Rusty Buckley will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Darlene Armstrong, age 92, of Manson and formerly of Atlantic, died October 3rd. Funeral services for Darlene Armstrong will be today at 1 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Myra Whitrock, age 77, of Manning, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Myra Whitrock will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Rita Clausen, age 87, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Rita Clausen will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elaine Eden, age 91, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Elaine Eden will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Robin Lynn Hoy, age 53, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Robin Hoy are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.